Wow. Episode 60 of Brews and Banter, your favorite podcast, whether you're aware of it or not. Back with the boys. How's it going, guys?
It's Wednesday. Didn't die at work today, so it's pretty decent. We here another week.
We blessed fam. Thank Jehovah for another day of protection from the ops.
Oh my God.
All right.
NBA young boy gets out of prison and this is what happens. Greg started connecting up. I think somebody got released. It may have been him.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with who's in jail and who's not, but I know Charles said something about it because I tweeted, I was like, I'm staying away from anybody who's wearing black shoes because I can't take the chance.
Well, Charles is a fan. Black
It makes
man.
sense though.
I get
Did we
it.
say episode 60?
Yeah, we said 60. Yeah,
Okay.
it's 60. But speaking of him, this dude only added us the other day. Oh, what was it, yesterday? Talk
Yep.
about movie shows and movies. I was like, bro, this ain't up to me anymore. This is all on you. I'm cool with whatever.
Don't know why he's still trying to do things in March as though basketball isn't running his entire free time right now. But hey,
Exactly.
shout out busy people that make time for basketball. I was thinking about the number 60 whenever we were about to start recording, and it made me think about the number 360. And that made me think of, I hate when people say, so and so made a whole 360 with their life. I said, okay, so they're still doing bad shit. Do y'all not know degrees? And if you do a 360, you're facing the same damn direction.
Yeah.
And that's why I do 720 so I can spin twice, just so I can be sure I want to keep going in the same direction. You know what I'm saying?
He does it for the pizzazz.
I saw
I hit a
somebody
little
trying
triple looks.
to trying to like show like, oh, they're not wrong though. I said, no, they're wrong. If they're trying to change their life around, it's like 180. If you're doing 360, you ride back where you started. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
It's
Or
just
someone to
it's
turn their life around. So you're literally turning around. If I say turn around, you're not going to spin. You're going to face the opposite direction.
I don't know. It's weird. Just like
Those are
the
people.
word loose and lose. I probably brought this up before. That shit pisses me off to no other. Like, it's loose, LOSE, not loose. And I be seeing this just everywhere. Even like older people too. I'm like, there's no way y'all think this is the right word. There's no way.
Well, English is the, I mean, English was declared as like the language of the country, but I don't know how when our motherfuckers can't speak it or use it correctly.
I'm saying,
Myself included.
yeah, I be stumbling, but it ain't nothing like that.
Nah. I know which form of lose or loose to use, just like two and two and there and there.
Yeah, for sure. That they be kicking their ass on Twitter with that. I'm like, bro, let's get it together. Let's get the kids back in school.
Yeah, open up the schools. So
Something, bro. Cause God dang.
what's on the docket
Is
today first, James? What did you bring? Or Greg?
wait. Is English on the hard is it hard to learn? Yes.
English? I think
Yeah, like
so.
for non native speakers.
That's what I've heard. Have you ever seen those videos where the guy's writing on a board? He's like, all right, what is this word? And it's NOW. He says, now. Okay. And then he puts a K in front and he goes, okay, that's canal. He said, no, that's no. Then he erases the K and the W and then he says, what's that? He said, now. He said, no, that's also no.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I've
English
seen
is
that
crazy,
one.
bro.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what Shirley was on when she put this language together. I tell you what.
Who?
Shirley.
Shirley English, baby. Y'all remember Shirley English?
Who is
What
Shirley English?
the fuck is that?
Y'all remember? That's what they taught us English. That was our textbook. It was Shirley English.
Okay,
Oh.
I don't know what it is, but it means something if it's y'all's textbook. Okay. Hey,
Was
I don't know
so
what that
confused for a
means.
second.
I've met other Brownfield people, and they must have some pages missing.
Wow.
We're not the top hardest language, but I mean, we're like what is this, like 1920? Oh, I guess we're in the top 20.
What's the hardest language to learn?
Arabic.
Oh,
Yeah.
I didn't
It's
even go that far
Arabic,
with that.
Mandarin, Japanese, Korean, Finnish.
Finnish.
Hungarian, Icelandic, Polish, Russian, Navajo, Basque, Vietnamese, Turkish, Thai, German, Greek, Cantonese, French, Hindi, Telugu, and then English.
What was the one before us?
Hindi.
No, the T one. Yeah.
Telugu. I don't know. Nah, that one's kicking your ass, huh? Yeah, I don't know how to say that word.
Damn. I don't know why I thought English was more difficult, but no, I mean, if we're 19th or 20th, I guess it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's not super hard, but I mean, we have a lot of words that are the same too, but they're just spelt different, but I don't know. People say that it's hard to learn, so I'll take their word for it.
I've been doing this shit all my life. I think it's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still learning words, bro. Actually, I couldn't tell you, bro. What's the last word I learned? Wait, I know the answer, but I can't remember. Ah, man, it slipped my mind. But earlier this week, I was like, oh, that's what that word means. But I just can't remember the fucking word now.
I hate it when that happens. I feel dumb as shit whenever that happens.
I did start 2 new languages on Duolingo. I didn't know you could do multiple languages at one time. I started Spanish just to kind of see where I was at. I mean, I'm not on section 1 or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm kind of rehashing my Portuguese, bro. And, oof, probably shouldn't be learning those 2 at the same time. It's kind of fucking me up like it did in college. But, you know, live when you don't learn. You know what I'm saying? Got it.
Nah, that's cool. I'm doing
the same thing. Obviously, I'm still doing Japanese, so I can spike James.
Oh, I'm still learning Japanese, too, so it is what it is, bro. I'm doing Spanish, Japanese, and Korean, so.
That's a great segue into my first topic here. Y'all claim to be AOT fans. Give me a quote right now, but it has to be in Japanese.
There it is. That's my quote right there.
Wow.
Hey, you ain't wrong, bro. He's not wrong.
I don't know if one word can be a quote.
What do you mean, bro?
And don't do Aaron Yeager.
Go ahead, James. You got it. Wait, you want a quote in Japanese?
Okay, so you can do it in English.
Oh, I was about to give you a Japanese one. My soldiers rage. Wait, how do you say it? Hold on.
Nope.
My soldiers don't buckle under the pressure of something, something. My soldiers scream, my soldiers rage, and then they all die.
You ain't no real fan.
All right, bro. And then, go ahead. What you got?
What did my boy Levi tell the Beast Titan? He said, what did he say? You were enjoying yourself a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. You ain't having so much fun now.
Yeah, you ain't having so much fun now.
Y'all ain't really in the know as I thought y'all were.
What are you talking about, bro? It's 4 seasons. It's like 1,000 episodes. It took 16 years to finish, bro. How am I supposed to remember quotes?
All you gotta do is remember one quote. There wasn't something that stood out to y'all.
I'll give you a little dialogue thing. So this is season 1 when they're still in training, and John is like into Mikasa. He's like, "Hey, Mikasa, I like your hair. It's super long and stuff." And Aaron's peeking around the corner, and he's clocking it. And Mikasa catch up with Aaron, and they're talking. Aaron's like, "You know what? Your hair's gonna get in your way. Why don't you cut that shit?" I remember that because I was like, "That's messy as fuck, bro."
Masculinity toxicity at its finest.
But yeah, what you got?
Oh, I never claimed to be a real fan like that.
Gosh, bro.
I could bite myself. Would that count if Greg wants to scream Aaron?
Yeah.
Whatever, bro.
Do it right now. Bite yourself right now.
Bite yourself.
Bite yourself right now. Draw blood.
I don't know how they be bite like that, bro. That man be biting the shit out of himself.
I think it's harder. Sorry, go ahead, G.
No. I was just going to say real quick. They say biting your finger off would be like biting through a carrot.
Yeah. That's why they say not to think about it when you're on drugs, because you might fuck around and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and not do that.
You know something else about our anatomy? They also say that if you wanted to, have you ever squished a grape in your hands?
Yeah.
That would be the same thing as squishing a testicle.
No way.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm.
Don't like that. It just takes
that much pressure.
I felt that hurt. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that, man.
That's amazing.
Don't like that.
But I think it's tough to think of the AOT quotes because I'll be watching that shit in Japanese. You know what I'm saying?
I watched it in English and Japanese, and I can only think of like a few sayings from the Japanese. I remember that in like the later seasons, always tatakai, tatakai, and this is like keep fighting on or whatever. But other than that, I mean, it's hard because there's so many seasons and they say so many fucking quotable things, but shit, I'd be flying through just over my head sometimes.
Wait till I get further in my fucking Japanese lessons. I'm about to buy the Duolingo Pro for the video calls, and I'm gonna be like, "How do I say James is Godzilla?"
Oh my gosh! Hey, whatever.
I'll put you on my family plan.
You got the whatever the
premium, Duolingo Max. Premium?
Damn,
man, bro, you're talking about wealth, bro.
I had to cancel another subscription to pay for this one.
Nah, bro.
They don't even let me work out in my gym for more than an hour because of how much I pay there monthly.
Oh shit! I wish they would just let you like just pay a lifetime one for Duolingo. I know they'll let you do a year, but just pay a lifetime thing because Rosetta Stone will let you just pay it off one time and that's it, and you have Rosetta Stone forever. I wish Duolingo would do that.
I met Rosetta one time. She a bitch.
Oh, did you? Mm. Damn, Rosetta. Mm.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Since we didn't talk about March Madness last week, let's get into that real quick before we move on to anything else. Did y'all feel like there wasn't really, I mean, major upsets besides the one, but they lost like the next round anyway?
I think I wouldn't call it a major upset, but I mean, 10 seed Arkansas knocked out 3 seed Kentucky.
And they're still going, bro. Tech plays Arkansas this week. I feel like people are just crying. A 12 seed beating a 5 seed. Is always an upset, bro. Is that who plays a 5-12, right? McNeese? Who the fuck picked McNeese besides, you know what I'm saying? I picked McNeese and I was just guessing.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Like that was the only like upset that we saw, but I mean they lost the next round, but usually
that was
like
another upset, bro. There was another 12 that won, I thought.
No, I thought they were the only one. I'm looking at it right now. Let me see.
I thought Drake got one.
Drake, what?
Yeah, Drake was an 11 seed.
Were they?
Yeah, because yeah, they met up with Tech. They busted one of my brackets. Drake. They beat Missouri.
Yeah, they beat Missouri. Yeah, 11. Yeah, you're right. So it was Drake and McNeese, and then Drake ran into Tech, and then McNeese. I don't know who they lost to be honest.
Clemson?
Nah, Clemson got upset too. No, yeah, Clemson got upset by McNeese, didn't they?
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
too much madness.
But I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't as exciting like, as previous years, but I
mean, yeah.
I just feel like it's because the people that were getting upset weren't like household names. You know what I'm saying? Like people want to see Duke upset. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
People want to see UNC upset. You know what I'm saying? Like they, I think yeah. that's. I mean, nobody gives a fuck about McNeese beating Clemson. At least I don't.
Nah,
I don't either.
Yeah, they play in Purdue next. I mean, I'm sorry. They lost to Purdue. My fault.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's Greg's spot on with that. I feel like it's not as exciting as years past. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what's missing from it this year that is not hitting that excitement as years past. I don't know.
I think there's not like 3 or 4 dominant schools because – you go back, Nova was rolling. Virginia is always good. UNC had several years where they were kind of up their game. Arizona, you know, there was these teams that were kind of at the top. Bama's been on a tear recently, but even they've slipped up. And this year, you kind of got some randoms. Like Auburn's been competitive, and now they're the number one overall seed. Houston's the number one seed, but, I mean, they look shaky in some of their Big 12 games. I know the Big 12 conference is competitive and really good, but there's not – 2 or 3 schools that's like, yeah, they have the best chance of winning because I heard someone say Auburn looks like the most vulnerable one seed that they've seen in however many years.
Yeah, and like you said with Houston can be beat easily if people just come into play. I mean, I've seen a few of the games in the Big 12 and stuff, and they look good at some points, but some points they just look just lackadaisical. I can't even say the word. Never mind.
Lackadaisical.
lackadaisical. I can't say it right now. But they don't look solid. You know what I mean? Yep. Alabama's looked solid all the way through, and Florida's been on a tear as of late out of the SEC tournament and stuff. But even Florida, they – one of these games, they didn't look super hot. They won, but it wasn't
– they barely beat UConn.
Yeah. So – and that was controversial. So, I don't know. I feel like this tournament's just up for grabs this year. But I don't know. It's just
– who do you think is going to win it?
I feel like Tech has a good chance. I hate to say that, but if they don't lose to Arkansas, and because Arkansas is on the fucking tear too, if they lose to Arkansas, I think Tech has a really good chance of pulling it off. And between them and Arizona, because nobody's really talking about Arizona.
Interesting take.
I think they're vulnerable too. They really rely on how good. What's their star player's name?
Caleb Love.
Yeah, I think they're too reliant on him having a good game. Yeah, I think obviously I want Tech to win, but I don't know, man. Houston's nice. I don't want them to win. I would be upset if they did. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I think Florida's gonna take it.
You think so?
Yeah, and I spoke incorrectly earlier. Coach Cal and Arkansas didn't beat Kentucky, they beat Patino and St. John's. That was a 10 beating a 2 in the second round. But yeah, man, I like Florida this year. They look really good. I like their chances. I think they're the one seed that no one's really, and I mean, with a grain of salt, I think they're the one seed that's kind of getting the least amount of attention. But I don't know.
I can see them losing to Maryland.
Maryland just beat Colorado State.
Okay.
They had to make a buzzer beater to beat a Mountain what West school.
A 12 seed. Oh, that's the other 12 seed that made it. Okay, my fault. There was three of them. 11 and two 12s. Okay.
Maryland ain't playing good ball. Just like BYU, they finna get run out the gym by Bama.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You think
so? Yeah.
Sorry, James.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say, I didn't even see them getting out the first round, but here they are. But go ahead.
Bama or BYU?
BYU.
Nah, they got hot at the right time. They're not like a super good team, but that white boy said, this is the last run, so you got to put some threes up. I have not seen Auburn or Bama play, so I'll take G's word for it. If they can be, I think BYU is beatable. Obviously, I mean, Tech win and beat them in, you know, in their arena.
Provo.
Only one I've seen that play is Alabama, and they look really good. But I mean, they're the number two seed. So I mean, Auburn must have been doing something right in the SEC. I just never watched Auburn play. And Michigan State, nobody's really talking about Michigan State either, besides what's his name, Jason Richardson's son, that's on there here and there. But other than that, nobody's really giving them any type of time.
I think Michigan can make a run too, because they got them 2 7-footers.
Mm-hmm. They play Auburn.
I don't know what the matchups look like. You know what I mean? What side are they on?
So if Michigan won, they would play the winner out of Michigan State and Ole Miss, because they're in the South. And then to get to the Final Four, they would play Tech would end up playing them in the Final Four.
Tech would?
Yeah.
Fuck, and that's kind of what I was scared of, bro, because we don't really got nobody to put on 1 7-footer, let alone 2 7-footers.
Y'all got two of them?
We're like Chris Tucker, Rush Hour 3.
Big.
What's crazy is that fucking one of the 7-footers from Michigan started at fucking Tech. Two of Michigan's players started at Tech.
Really?
For real?
Yeah, there was that. I don't know if he was a 5-star. I think he was a really high 4-star. Namari Burnett. He only lasted a year and then he transferred out.
Wow.
There was three players that played for FAU a couple years ago. One went to Michigan, one went to Florida, and one went somewhere else. But they're all on the Sweet 16. So, I mean, FAU should have tried to keep them together so they can make a run. But
no kidding.
Yeah,
it's like the KD and Russ and James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you got God damn, I'm struggling with English today. NIL. So, I mean, I guess they couldn't pay him, but it is what it is. And I feel like Duke, I don't know, man. Nobody's really giving Duke any type of competitions, and that's what I'm worried about. They'll play Bama. Bama beats BYU. So I just want them to lose just because I don't like Duke.
I think Houston and Duke had the easier side of the bracket for sure, bro.
Yeah, I was looking at their stuff, man. I'm like, bro.
Because Tech's about to play. I mean, Arkansas surprised me. I thought we were going to get St. John's. Mm. And then, like you said, we got Michigan or Michigan State or Ole Miss on the other side, or even Maryland. Isn't Florida on our side, too?
Yeah, they're in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah, so see what I'm saying? Houston's about to fucking tap dance to the Final Four. No resistance.
No resistance.
Well, they got Tennessee and Kentucky on their side, too. So, Tennessee's been looking good, but I don't know.
I hate that little point guard from Tennessee, the one with the braids. Bro.
Yeah.
I want to throw his ass over the fence like Miss Trunchbull did that little white girl in Matilda. I hate his little ass. Just like I also hated any short point guard that runs around like a crackhead. There was him. There was, what's his name, Isaacs from Tech a couple years ago. There was that one Puerto Rican in the league who would always run up on people and steal the ball from.
Oh, from New Orleans?
Yeah, I don't know Jose. Where he's from.
His name is Jose something.
He said, I know black. I Dominican.
Nah, Patty Mills was one of them too, bro.
I hate little crackhead point guards, man. That shit pisses me off.
Especially when they got in the playoffs. And sometimes we get in the playoffs, Patty Mills would just change up, bro, and just defensive, just shut down.
Neanderthal.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? But no, obviously, he's a little bit better. He's an
Aboriginal.
That was only,
he's from Australia.
Yeah, there's only two versions of Patty Mills I wanted to see played. That was playoff Patty Mills and then Olympic Patty Mills. The regular season, I was like, get this motherfucker off the fucking floor.
He's got to go. Trade him.
Get him the fuck out of here.
I like
that. Oh, my goodness.
We were talking about basketball, and then we brought up Patty Mills. I'm going to bounce around here, but stick with me.
Okay.
The Spurs have a French player. His name is Victor, right? Did y'all hear about the French trying to repo Lady Liberty?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some French higher ups that have put in some requests. I don't know to whom, but they said that we're no longer worthy of what Lady Liberty stands for, and so they want her back. And honestly, cool. I don't think we deserve it either. Take that shit back. Send Bernice from Repo Man, whatever that show was.
Yep.
With some tugboats, and come pull that bitch away.
Yeah, Cohen told that shit back to France. Take that shit. We don't need it. We don't deserve it.
She's gonna fall.
She's gonna fall.
Or just like tip her over and just drop her in the ocean. Call it cool.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
I was telling P about it because I go over my show notes with her before every show, and she said, "Yeah, we don't deserve her anyway. We let her turn green."
And she wasn't always green.
Well, I think there was, I don't know. There was something because of like the seas, the salty sea air kind of made the copper turn a specific color. But she goes, the White House is still white and it burned down. I said, okay, but the sea air, she said, I don't care. She said, if you wanted to leave a certain color, you would. And I don't.
That's crazy, bro. I never knew. I never knew that she was turning colors, or she turned colors at some point.
Yeah. Because whenever she was erect. Whenever she was built, her color wasn't the same that it is now, due to, again, the moisture in the air. It'll make that metal look all kinds of funky. But anyhow, yeah, man. Well,
I fuck with that green color. You know, I got a green guitar. That reminds me of the Statue of Liberty. Every time I look at it, I'm looking at it right now.
Hey, play the national anthem right now.
What was the original color? Oh, it's just it looked like a penny. Never mind. I just looked it up.
Yeah. It's copper.
Yeah, I'm dumb. That was a dumbass question. My fault.
It's okay.
Big ass penny.
Yeah, big ass penny.
Penny up for good luck. Goddamn.
Jam as fuck. Anywho, let's get into some of these questions that I have. So, and I was listening to some music and stuff, and I was like, there's been some bad like musical performances like throughout the years. So I just wanted to ask y'all, what was the worst one that you ever watched? Like, even if it's like live or TV or whatever, personally, like worst for you, like personally.
I got an answer right off the top of my head.
Okay.
Hoova Stink at the MTV Awards after that song came out. The Reason.
Oh, I do remember that.
Live performance sucked, bro. God damn that. I remember watching that. I'm like, bro, these guys, are they serious? Like that's a lot. They did a lot of work in post. You know, whatever the fuck. Post production.
Post production.
I'm gonna go recent. They had the Cowboys had old ass Dolly Parton performing, and I just didn't like that because I feel like that's elder abuse to have her out there.
What did she want to perform?
It's still elder abuse because she's abusing us.
Oh,
because I don't need to see that. That's somebody grandmama fool. You know? I mean, her performance wasn't bad. I couldn't get into it. Didn't move the needle for me.
Yeah, I feel that. I think, and this is going back, do y'all remember when Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing?
Oh,
yeah, I do remember that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, even before like that song fucked up, the first song, I'm like, bro, this is what we doing? Because, I mean, she was getting too big.
I don't understand why people got mad about that. You know what I'm saying? They did that for us. You know what I'm saying? They should have did the same thing for Hoopa Snake on the cool. Because, god damn, they lost the fan that day, bro.
Because, god damn. Another one is Trey Songz when he was trying to perform Purple Rain in front of Prince. They panned to Prince in the crowd. This man got the most stank face. Look, watching this man try to do his song.
Which one of y'all? Can I say Fergie's national anthem?
Boy.
Fuck. That was
true. I don't care if it was intentional or not. Because, you know, there was that whole thing that came out after that she did it intentionally. Ah, girl, there's other things you could do.
Do y'all remember this? She's at a festival, Iggy Azalea, when she does that freestyle on stage.
I remember, but I don't remember. I remember it happening, but I don't remember anything like specific about it.
I'm about to send it to y'all real quick, but boy, I don't know what the fuck was happening or why they let her do this, but that shit was terrible.
There was a woman, and I don't know if she's famous or anything, but she was singing the national anthem again. Tough song to sing, apparently, for some weird third party political thing. It was right before a debate, and they had somebody performing this national anthem. This woman fucks up, and then in the middle of the song goes, "Can I start over?" And the production guy with the headset is like, "No, no, keep going."
I remember that. Did that happen this year?
That was this past year. That was 2024.
Yeah, I thought so.
She said, "Oh no, I messed up," and they just said, "Just go, baby, just go, power through."
I do remember that. That shit was fucking crazy. Did you see it, Greg, or are you not looking at it?
Nah, I didn't see it. What'd you send?
I sent it on Twitter. Yeah, it's on Twitter. I sent it to the group chat, but that shit is fucking just wild. So, what was that performance? I think it was, fucking hell, I can't think of their name right now. Oh, damn, this is old as shit, though, but this band called Milli Vanilli? They performed that song. Yeah, but they shit was terrible. Like, bad. And, I mean, they lost all their fame off that, but that shit was fucking rough. I think theirs was worse than Ashley Simpson's, because Ashley Simpson's, she was, like, sick or something like that, so she couldn't really sing, so they just helped her out. Like Greg said, it was for us, and they just, the DJ just fucked up.
I couldn't even tell you a Mini Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli, shit. I can't speak English today, bro.
This is more than James ever. Yeah. Joke on the podcast. Yeah,
I know, bro. I'm struggling today. God damn.
Add English to your Duolingo right now, man.
I'll pay for your subscription. I'm gonna sponsor that hoe because this man said Milli Vanilli.
Oh my gosh, bro! I don't know what the fuck.
You sound like Iggy.
Know my words.
What about the Iggy freestyle? Said that girl.
Y'all see it?
Yeah, she was just trying to be slick, and then she's like, fuck it, I'm in it now. I got to keep going.
Shit was crazy, bro. I was like, why'd they let this girl do this?
I referenced him last episode, I think. That motherfucker, Dave Blunts. Maybe I just have a problem with him, but every time I see him on stage, I'm like, nah, boo, tomato, tomato, nah. Tomato.
Nah.
In recent news, again, you know, I'm keeping up with the recent things. DoorDash and Klarna are
partners. Thank God you brought this up, bro. Thank God.
I am ready to fuck up a check and pay it off over 6 years on DoorDash. There's some mixed reviews in the comments. Reading through there, it's like, what's going on? Y'all can't afford a $12 DoorDash, or where are y'all DoorDashing from that y'all have to pay it off in payments? And I was sitting here thinking, I said, you know, if it was available, I'd get Pluckers DoorDash to my crib and then pay that shit off over a year.
DoorDash to your crib is crazy.
I mean, what the nearest Pluckers is probably Dallas.
Yeah, probably.
And so that's 6 hour drive. It's gonna be cold, but I'd have Pluckers.
You gotta tip at least like $200.
No, I ain't got tip shit.
That's ambitious, bro. That's a long drive away. I was just thinking like Five Guys. I'm gonna, I can afford Five Guys burger, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because them shit's like $30 off rip.
No, you still can't afford it. You're having to pay $5 at a time for 6 years.
Yeah, but I get a burger now, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't gotta wait.
I get the burger now. Worry about it later.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. That's such a weird thing to do. But I mean,
I don't like it, bro. I really don't like it. I feel like that's fucking.
They did it for James.
What's the word, dystopian?
They heard about James's adventure in, what was that, Austin? Whenever you fucked up and spent $80 on Jack in the Box.
That's a different thing, though, bro.
Imagine how useful. You had the option to pay now or pay over 36 months.
True, but I would rather just take care of that right then and there, especially if it's food. Like, just one and done with food. That's cool.
What would you, Greg said Five Guys. If you knew you were going to get a big bill to get something DoorDash to your house, what are you going over the top for? What are you okay with paying off in installments?
The fuck am I ordering from DoorDash that I would pay in installments?
Two Chipotle bowls.
I order groceries, bro. Like 2-3 months worth of groceries.
God damn.
And just pay that shit off over whatever, 36 months or whatever the fuck.
As a man who DoorDashed, best believe I would throw all of your shit. You said 2-3 months worth of groceries. I am catapulting it from my car.
Man, James, you fucking nuts, bro. Does food even last that long these days? I grocery shop for what I need. I don't really grocery shop in advance. That makes sense.
You buy day of.
Yeah. So I don't really know how groceries be. I don't really know what shelf life be like these days. But I will tell you, I paid $11 for an 18 pack of eggs last week, and I wanted to kill myself.
Okay. Why are you buying so many eggs?
I don't know, bro. I've always bought the 18 pack when I go buy eggs. I love eggs. You know what I'm saying? I eat the shit out of some eggs. never occurred to me to look at the price until I looked at the price last week.
You shouldn't have.
$10.59.
So there's a golden egg in this bitch.
I said, get a manager, please. This obviously ain't right.
Fix this. Roll back. Price match.
That shit was insane to me, bro. Like, you know, people bitch about, you know, the current president and the prices and shit. I was ready to get on Facebook like a white woman, bro, and just.
I tell you
what. What the fuck is this?
I've been outside, you know, I'll go check the mail or something, or we'll take walks with the baby and the dog. I'm hearing a lot more chickens in people's backyards.
Really?
And let one of them motherfuckers come out. They're going to meet my original herbs and spices.
Hell yeah.
If I catch.
You know these motherfuckers with the chickens in your neighborhood, G, are some fucking maggots.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. We got maggots of all kinds over here. We got white maggots, brown maggots, black maggots.
Hey, I can't believe these motherfuckers really went and bought chickens, bro, so they can defend that dumb orange bitch in office. That's fucking nuts. That pisses me off.
Yeah, and then they have the audacity to post it in the Facebook page. I got a dozen eggs for $10. And somebody said, that's only 50 cents cheaper. Yeah, but it's cheaper, right? So get your fake ass out of my face. I said, that's why I'm going to try to get the chicken tenders if I see them.
Yeah, I'd be on the roof shooting with little darts if I was you.
I'm in that backyard stealing eggs, bro.
I'm gonna be like a thief in the night. I'm gonna go snatch some chickens. They gonna think it's a coyote. Release, like, it's my black ass.
Yeah, I'm about to go release like 4 foxes in your neighborhood, bro.
Something killed my chickens last night. Just have foxes in your house. Good job.
Good fox. I'd be like, I think it's them new foxes that, you know, they're building that new loop, and foxes love construction.
Probably that's what we're gonna blame it on. Foxes love construction.
Lubbock's had beavers. There's a beaver infestation, according to Greg.
The fuck?
I didn't look that up. I need to look it up right now. That was true though, right? I'm not tripping, G.
I'm basing it off of Greg. We had a mountain lion.
Yes. Look, I just Googled it. Sorry, G. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're good.
From 2021, beavers found in Lubbock for the first time in 5,000 years.
Hold on. Who's back checking? 5,000? Lubbock wasn't a thing 5,000 years ago.
Hey, well, then it checks out.
How the fuck these beavers get over here, bro? That's my question.
That's what I was telling G. They were over there. I don't know, let me make sure I'm not spewing lies here.
I mean, if there's turtle smugglers, maybe there's beaver smugglers. Beaver Hold on, smugglers? That sounds bad.
Oh, they weren't. So there was a mountain lion, James, over there off. Do you know? Are you familiar with the lake over there off of MLK?
Is that what McKenzie?
Yeah, it's by McKenzie, but it's not the same.
Oh, but I don't know.
If you go past McKenzie and take a right, there's a park, and on the left side or on the right as well, but on the left is a bigger part of the lake.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Anyway, there was a little mountain lion family living around there.
Mountain lion family?
But the beaver family was in Ransom Canyon.
Beaver family? Now it's going to be a fox family in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So I can understand mountain lions, because they spot mountain lions out in the fucking wilderness over here in Amarillo sometimes, but beavers make no fucking sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing here. I don't even know if they're still here. I'm about to write the news and see if we can get a follow up on this.
Write the news, Mr. News.
Everything Lubbock.
I'm really curious and nervous about what happened to the beavers. There ain't no damn water here. What were they trying to stop?
Man, I had beavers here in 5,000 years. What happened?
Y'all laughing, but let me read this real quick.
5,000.
Investigation covers 100 river miles in 12 years. Beavers have been coming into town from the east, secretly working up tributaries of the Brazos River. Fossil records show that beavers lived in this area and north and central Texas less than 125,000 years ago. They're doing the legwork, bro. They're looking at the dirt. And they're looking at the fossils. Those same fossil records show that after two severe droughts exactly 6,500 to 4,500 years ago, the beaver population all but disappeared from the South Plains. It's tragic, man. It's tragic.
Now they back?
And now they came back.
Hey, they tried to come back. I think they might have went back up the Brazos River and got the fuck out of Lubbock.
They need to. They say, it's dry as fuck here.
Were they at the river like Aaron on season 3 pointing out across the ocean that we gotta go to be right in Lubbock, Texas?
No, that's what they were doing on the Brazos.
The beavers, they pulled up and they look like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. He just, they ain't no water. Who
the fuck's the water,
eh? I guess we gotta go, family. Pack it up. And they got mountain lions. Let's get up out of here.
Let's get out of here, yeah, for sure. Shit, I mean, we've got kangaroos too up here, so I mean, I guess anything can happen.
And peacocks.
Yep.
You know them bitches are dangerous?
Are they?
Like, if you ever see a peacock, don't get close to them. They jump. Like, they move, but they jump forward with their talons.
Oh, you kick that bitch right in his face. Fuck that.
Yeah, what? You're gonna lose a testicle.
You lived here. Did you know there's a random peacock that just wanders around the city?
Oh, yeah. He's not random. I'm pretty sure he belongs to somebody. They just let him out.
Oh, okay.
Doug.
I don't know what his name is. I don't know.
Is that Carl?
What kind of name? But yeah.
Carl Peacock.
It's just crazy. But anywho.
How did we get here?
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know, dude. We got on beavers, and I got excited as fuck, boy. I tell you.
Oh, we were talking about the eggs and the chickens and the fox. Yeah, okay, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Now let's back it up. What do you got, James?
I was so confused. Like, what the fuck are doing here? So doctors have been noting that there's been an increase in cases of glue mistaken for eye drops. So what in your house would you mistake for like something else?
I don't like to spell. I don't like that that's happening because I have eye drops right here next to me.
I also have glue
on my nightstand. I don't have glue, so why do people have glue? That concerns me, though. I think they're doing it intentionally. I don't want to see tomorrow either, but that's not the way to do it.
Damn, man, that's a bar right there.
That's a bar.
I don't want to see tomorrow, so I just glue my eyes shut. What would I mistake? I mean, the cucumber for a...
Hey, yo.
Whoa, I didn't say anything.
Face, though.
I didn't make no face. You ain't got no proof, man. This is an audio show. My daughter has vitamin D drops that I put into her milk, but it's very close to what eye drops look like. I don't use eye drops, so I wouldn't mistake it. So that doesn't really count. Maybe breast milk instead of regular milk, or formula milk instead of regular milk, because sometimes we just keep it in the fridge.
But you have it in a bottle or just like in a cup?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It'd be really hard for me to mistake it because it's in a bottle, but...
You're going to be drunk one night.
Yeah. My daughter gets full off this. Why not me?
I'm looking at my other dresser. I got my allergy pills right next to my caffeine pills. That'd probably be
that'd be a bad one. My toothpaste and like a preparation H ointment.
That would not be good.
That's, yeah, I mean, because it's the same type of tube.
Yeah.
And I keep them in the same drawer. What'd you say?
Man, one.
Hey, yo. So you don't want to brush your teeth with that.
Not with ass cream, no.
Nah. And then you don't want to put toothpaste in your ass, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
So, ooh, that's spicy.
I've never tried it, but I'm sure it's not where that's supposed to be.
There's a refreshing breeze at the back door.
The thing about the eye drops and glue, I'm just so confused at how people are confused. Do they just have the eye drops and the glue together in the cupboard or something? I'm so confused by that. But
I'm also confused because there's no eye drops that are shaped like Elmer's. You know what I'm saying? So the shit that they're mixing has to be super glue. You know what I mean?
I guess, bro.
That shit's gotta fucking hurt.
Imagine, bro. Like, I need some eye drops. And then darkness.
Yeah, ain't no fucking way, bro.
Did Elmer's monopolize the glue game? Because I can't even name another type of glue.
Probably.
There's rose art.
You know another thing you can mistake it for? And it's still glue, but the stick glue and like some chapstick or something? Fuck yourself up.
I mean,
nah.
My chapstick is that big. That's what I was going to say. I used to use a soap brand called Duke Cannon, and their whole thing was big-ass bricks of soap. That was like their
bricks of soap.
Calling card. But they made a big-ass chapstick, and you could definitely confuse that with the Elmer's stick.
Are you saying big-ass chapstick?
Yeah, they made a big-ass chapstick. That's what the chapstick bottle said, big-ass chapstick.
Right, so is it big?
Not for your ass.
Okay. We mentioned the toothpaste up there, so I just big ass chapstick.
Had to get to figure it out. I'm looking at this
English,
glue stuff.
English language.
So you got the
question, but you know, go ahead. We got the what, James?
You got the Gorilla Glue, JB Weld, Mirror Glue, Best and Test. I don't know none of these glue brands, but
there's other glue.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Elmer's runs the game. That's the only glue I use in school. My mom brought home some other type of glue. I said, send it back.
What is this?
Well,
am I supposed to glue two pieces of paper? Look at this. It's not even sticking. I didn't say that. I said it in my head because I'd have caught her ass whooping.
It is what it is. I guess Elmer's is the go-to glue. But anywho.
Did y'all see... I mean, I don't know. We didn't talk about it on the pod, but a couple weeks ago, LeBron James, Stephen A. had a what's the word I'm looking for? Confrontation.
Hmm.
So today, Stephen A. said that if LeBron would have put his hands on him, he would have swung. I just just wanted to break the news on the pod and see what y'all thought.
Well, I know he can't fight. You can look at people and just tell they can't fight.
There's a video of him boxing, and it's not. Yeah, he's not putting no fear in nobody's heart.
they need to do it celebrity deathmatch style. Just put him and Braun in the ring and let them go at it. But this motherfucker, he may have the first case of non-sports related CTE. talking about Stephen A. Smith, because he's interviewing Ben Shapiro.
Is he?
Yeah, he did an interview with Ben Shapiro, I think last night or 2 days ago on his specific serious show or whatever fuck he uses, or a YouTube. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but yeah, he interviewed him. He's ending up like his buddy old Skip Bayless. He's quickly becoming one of my least favorite people in the sports analyses game. But anyhow, LeBron called him out on Pat McAfee's show, said he's on a Taylor Swift style run. And honestly, I have to agree with old Bron here. I hope they box, or I hope LeBron has like an embarrassing picture of him where he's butt naked at a Diddy party or something so he can just post. I need this man to be ruined.
Just need LeBron once he retires and then just go up to ESPN and, you know, they fight.
Handle business.
Can't do it while he's in the league right now, but once he retires, like, hey, come see me.
If he retires.
Handle this. Yeah, if he retired, that's true too. Speaking of LeBron, though, I've been sending y'all videos for like the past week and a half. So there's been, for the fans, listeners, there's been an uptick of LeBron songs on TikTok. And it's just banger after banger after banger. So my question is to y'all. Says me. But my question to y'all is, the ones that I sent y'all, what was y'all's favorite song, LeBron song?
The thong song, bro. That was the only banger.
Wasn't there one in Spanish?
Yeah, the Bad Bunny one.
Yeah, well, I listened to about 5-10 seconds of it, and I'm cutting this shit off. I'm going to say one of the Spanish ones because it started to be too much. Every time I open my Instagram, I'm like, I bet it's a LeBron song.
Hey, they're bangers, bro. They
you don't even like LeBron, though.
Who don't like LeBron?
I mean, you don't rock with him like that. You're a Celtics fan.
Okay, still, I'm a LeBron fan. He's not always been a Laker.
Okay, all right, fair.
But yeah, I'll probably post one of the songs or both the songs at the end of this or somewhere in here, but. Man, I don't know what the fuck going on TikTok, but
we gonna lose some listeners. They gonna cut
I like it, G. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it's cool. Like the idea is cool. Like I said, the thong song slap. LeBron. Okay, all right. I can fuck with this. You know what I'm saying?
But, my favorite trend right now. I don't know if it's on TikTok or Twitter, or Instagram, but they put like that soft ass guitar music on the video, and they make it seem all old, like it's from the 80s or the 90s. Like one, there's this little girl. She's on some British television show, and this old man's getting knighted by her with the sword. She's got this cape on, and they're playing the music. So, hey, little girl, what are your thoughts about Sir Ian? And she pauses, and that music's still playing. She goes, "My mom says you don't like foreigners."
yeah, I think I saw that one.
But I don't know. The trend is, I don't even know what the fuck to call it. But that's
I don't either. I like it though. Right now. It's just the music and they put the words on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like that guy that you sent with the double salute, 6 years of ROTC.
I forgot about that.
The double salute.
5 years JROTC. I could have done six. They didn't let me.
James holds the record. He's the only one that's done 7 years of JROTC.
Yeah, Jay.
He did too. He re-enlisted in JROTC.
Bro. Yep.
Nah. Two tours.
James be double saluting all the time, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. Only salute I do is the fucking scouts. But anyway, when we went to A&M and we saw like the little building of the ROTC or the fuck, I said, bro, this got to be a cult because they ain't no fucking way. They have like this whole section of campus just to themselves.
The cadets, the corps, yeah, or whatever bro. They call them.
That's a cult within a cult at A&M, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, fuck that, bro. Couldn't do that.
We're still in the sports kind of theme, in a sense. So I wanted to know, who is, in your mind, the most overrated athlete of all time?
Of all time? Damn.
Yeah.
You know what? Tough, bro. No, I can't say that. Never mind. Damn.
Stump the boys.
Do you have somebody in mind?
I do. You're not gonna like my answer.
Oh shit.
Dirk Nowitzki. Hey.
Mm. Why would I not like that answer?
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. Great player. But whenever people talk about, you know, one of the greatest four or five, you know, big men, I don't see it. Because people like to put Dirk as their number one, and he might not even crack my top five.
Well, I mean, he did take them on a legendary run against the West and then beating that stacked Miami team. And, I mean, he had an aging Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler.
James, this is my answer.
I'm just saying, bro.
He's my most overrated athlete of all time. And listen, ain't a broken clock right twice a day anyway?
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. At least.
At least.
At least.
Time is a concept.
Nah, you want me to tell you what time is?
What time is it?
I said, you want me to tell you what time is?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I can't. I don't want to. I don't want to get into that.
That's the story for a whole different day.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that right now.
That's a drunk episode. I can't wait for that one.
The one I was going to say, I'm just going to say it anyway, John Stockton.
Wow.
And I know he has like the career, I mean, or the record for steals or assists, can't remember which one it is. It might be both for all I know, but I just feel like he's just super overrated. Because, I mean, the Utah Jazz would be decent even without him because Karl Malone was a dominant force and they had other role players around him. John Stockton, you can take it or leave it. He's just, I mean,
take he's okay. It or leave it. Okay, I hear you. All right.
I don't know, dude. This is tough. It is tough.
I was trying to think of something else besides basketball, but I couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah, I was trying. I'm trying to get a football player, but man, I really don't know.
I mean, Usain Bolt. If we want to go track,
is Aaron Rodgers overrated?
Ooh,
he only got one. He only got one ring. You know what I'm saying?
Super Bowl. So
this is one though.
No, I'm saying that. I'm agreeing with you.
I can go most underrated in the NFL. Eli Manning.
Definitely.
I agree with that.
You don't agree?
No, I said I would. I could agree with that.
Yeah. Hey, who's the new starting quarterback in New York?
Jameis.
Which New York?
The Giants.
Russell Sprout.
Giants country. Let's ride. That's right.
I was talking to Nish about that yesterday. I was like, they got a worse line than the Steelers, and he's 36 now. I don't know, man. It's not great.
They need somebody to be bad so they can bring in my boy Jameis.
Yeah, just let Jameis swing, Nish, bro. Just let him go.
I can't wait for the battles between the Jets and the Giants. They're going to be legendary. We got Tyrod Taylor on one side, and then either Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or what's his name? Danny DeVito, whoever their third stringer is.
Something DeVito,
Tommy DeVito, yeah, that shit's going to be epic. It's going to be the ass bowl.
Oh, yeah. So you said Aaron Rodgers. I agree with that. What was his name? A receiver. He was the number 15 for Miami way back. Brandon Marshall.
Overrated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brandon Marshall.
That's crazy.
Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana, all them old-ass quarterbacks. Fuck them.
Gee, we got Lewis coming on next week. Didn't you say CeeDee Lamb was overrated? I think I heard you say that earlier.
CeeDee Lamb is trash.
Sheesh. Damn.
He plays football like she. He's right, trash.
You heard it here first. Luke.
Dak trash.
Oh damn. My God. I was damn.
The coach trash, and I can say this because the Jets as an organization is trash, top down.
Shit.
Sorry, Cowboys fans. I love y'all as individuals, but y'all's team, y'all ain't been good since Gene Shorts were in.
Lewis, defend your team when you come on, bro.
I'm getting drunk and all in his feelings. Magic Conscious G Mean. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Song of the Week.
Song of the Week is brought to you by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, please dial Dallas 877-5-DALLAS. Song of the Week. Y'all have y'all's? I seem to have lost mine.
Yeah, mine is Gold Teeth by Blood Orange, and I forgot who else is on the song.
You said,
but yeah,
Gold Teeth.
Gold Teeth, yeah.
Okay,
is that Danny? Is that Danny Brown?
No, Blood Orange. Hold on, real quick. I give you who else is on.
The- yeah, but go. Yeah, but I thought it was a feature.
No, Blood Orange.
No, it's Project Petta.
Yeah, there you go, Project Pet.
Nice, good pull. Mine is Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Damn, that's a good fucking song, bro. I love that song. Thanks. They were playing that when I went grocery shopping yesterday, bro.
Just stopping in the middle of the aisle. Baby! Exactly, bro.
Give me a second.
Ordering at the deli counter. Let me get 2 pounds. Ooh!
It's funny that you said that, bro. It's so fucking nuts. One of the kids that, you know, at the grocery store, I worked at the grocery store recently. He was putting out the bread. I said, hey, Tariq, you know who sings this song? And he's like 19, bro. He's like, and he's awkward, bro. He's like, I had no idea. And I was like, this Seal, bro. And he goes, who? And I said, Seal, bro. You don't know who Seal is? This was in the Batman movie. And he was like, the new one? I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, kids nowadays, they don't know it.
Rick?
My song of the week is... It's called Despertar by Ruby Tates and Camilo Séptimo.
Okay.
Pretty good little Spanish pop song. Yeah, I like it, bro.
I do like some Spanish pop music. Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive.
I got a new driver. Sorry. Breaking news.
Did you?
Yeah, I broke my stealth. We got a Sim 2 in the bag now. Shout out Alonzo.
Morning?
No, I mean, they about the same height, but different Alonzo. He hooked me up with the Sim 2. So your boy's hitting dingers now. Anyway, just wanted to break that on the pod. Got a new driver.
Real quick, before we move on from that, how was golf the other day for y'all?
Oh, yes. I played like shit. It was the first time I played in 5 months.
He played like
shit. I played like... Played like dog shit, bro. I think I had like 4 good hits the whole round.
I played like shit as well. We got paired up with this old white couple, and they were okay. The woman was about our level, but the old man, the old white man, they swing so fucked up, but that ball just somehow goes where they wanted to. Greg was talking in this man's backswing, pissed him off. You know that one scene from Joe Dirt where he's like, "Yeah, walk away, hard ass." That's what that old man looked like whenever Greg talked during his backswing.
Yeah, dude, I didn't mean to, bro.
That was Dr. Uncle.
It was one time, bro. Damn, I remember Dr. Uncle, bro.
Dr. Uncle? Oh, my gosh, bro.
It was a cool little round.
Luckily, the wind wasn't too bad. I don't know what the fuck Meadowbrook spent $3 million on improving, but it wasn't the golf course. That shit was... laundered, so that needs to be investigated immediately.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you run a golf course and you're listening to this podcast, turn them damn GPS shits off. Let me drive where I want to.
Yeah.
Or if you're gonna lock my shit down, don't make the alarm so damn loud. Make it buzz. But every time I'm looking around, or my cart included, just beep beep beep, and I'm wondering my shit's just rolling back into a ditch because I parked somewhere that I wasn't supposed to. Like Greg said, that money is in somebody's pockets because it damn sure ain't in that golf course.
Damn. Hate to see it. Did y'all hear this story? So Air India is urging travelers to use the bathroom only for purposes they are meant for after a flight in Delhi returned to Chicago due to 8 of its 12 toilets becoming clogged. So apparently these people on the plane were like flushing clothes, toilet paper, some just random shit down the fucking toilet for some reason, and had to turn that bitch around and go back to Chicago. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know why you would want to like you know, delay your flight. But I just thought I'd mention that because it's fucking random as hell.
You said what? What aircraft? What's the company?
Air India.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest with one another, I'm never gonna fly Air India.
That's fucking racist.
That's wild.
No, where does Air India fly to? I fly to Dallas. I fly to San Antonio.
To New Delhi from Chicago. Chicago to New Delhi.
The only New Delhi I need is whenever they open one up around the corner, okay? All
right.
Give me a pound of the gabagool. Give me a pound of the stroganoff. Let me be on my way.
I didn't know they could have 12 toilets on a plane. And eight of them are
closed. Yeah, it seems like a lot of toilets, and they still got four left. I feel like they didn't even really try.
You're inviting chaos whenever you have that many bathrooms. And with a flight that long, Chicago to, what'd you say, New Delhi?
Yeah.
That's a long flight. So
where's New Delhi at? And where's Old Delhi at? You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's comedy for you. He's going to do a 30-minute special on Netflix.
Yeah.
In 2026. Serious question, though. What? Is there an Old Delhi?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where New Delhi is at, like, for real.
I think New Delhi's in India.
Well,
I'm going to find out. I'm probably spelling it wrong. I'm spelling it like New Delhi, like Delhi meat.
It's D-E-L-H-I.
Yeah, it's in India. It's the national capital.
I think... I like to think that it was a group of terrorists that had a blueprint of the plane. And they're like, they got on the plane and they're like, all right, there's 12 toilets. You're taking out one and two. I got three and four. You know, and they're delegating these tasks.
You got to be careful throwing that word around.
Where are we going?
What, sorry. Terrorists? I mean, I think, is that not terrorism if you clog up all the toilets and you're on a 12-hour flight and you can't shit?
To me, it is. She's beautiful to me.
It's like a new form of terrorism. Like, you can't shit. The bathroom's the cloud, bro.
Toilet terrorism.
And the 12? Are we down to one now?
I said, I got it.
They turned the plane
around. I just wanted to bring that to you.
Foiled their whole plan. Would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for them damn stewardesses.
Eight of our toilets are down. We got to turn this bitch around.
Stewardesses. Yeah. I'm about to find out because I'm curious.
Is it? Steward.
I'm typing as fast as I can.
Stewardesses.
That's correct. 3 points to Gryffindor.
Boom.
You're done now.
Oh my gosh. Something before I go to this.
What's the first pick you're recreating whenever it's back hot outside?
First pick?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So we'll post it on the Instagram, but the one that comes to mind is there's a couple like at a fair or a carnival or something, and homeboy is being fed a big ass corn dog by his girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first pick I'm recreating whenever it's back hot outside. Me and P gonna
Picture. Okay, I got you. I was like, what do you mean? I thought you meant I was like, what's my number one overall pick in the summer? I'm like, well, what the fuck that means?
Swimming. Hanging out with my friends.
Shit. Damn.
They got a picture of them beavers here in Lubbock. That's the first pick I'm gonna be recreating.
It's building a dam.
Yeah.
Fucking beavers. Oh my gosh. Damn, I can't think of anything that was like a recreation to do. Give me something if y'all got it. The beavers?
Can't give me no more.
That's all we got.
That's all I got.
You can recreate the LeBron. I can't believe this is my life on the edge of the pool.
Oh yeah.
You could recreate the cat screaming at that white girl.
That's me right there.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt, but can we go back to plans for a second? Just for like 1 second.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did y'all see that white naked bitch that was running around the DFW airport?
Titties out.
Yeah, bro. No. Butt ass naked, breaking the TVs.
Yep.
What is going on in this country, bro?
Why do people like just act up at the airport or on an airplane? Like, that's probably the worst place to do that.
Yeah, because you're going
most convenient 18
different lists.
Yeah, yeah, it's the most convenient way to travel when you're fucking up for yourself. Now you got to drive everywhere. Imagine you got to go to. She was in DFW. Imagine you got to go to New York for something.
Now you got to. Imagine you got to go to New Delhi.
New Delhi.
You have to get a boat.
Gonna need at least 15 toilets.
Yeah, shit. I'm gonna go with the LeBron one though.
Okay, it's a good choice.
Real quick, my last name. I don't know if y'all were on Twitter today, but Marvel had a whole countdown of who was, and this is just like my little nerd corner real quick. For Avengers Doomsday, so they had a whole live stream for fucking 5 hours, and they kept putting chairs of all the actors that were going to be in Avengers Doomsday. I know it's not everybody, but they brought back a whole bunch of the old X-Men from the original X-Men and stuff, and then, of course, people from the recent movies from Thunderbolts is coming out, Fantastic Four, Captain America, and then Shang-Chi and stuff and Black Panther and everything. My question is, like, from the old movies, like, you know, the Avengers from, like, 2018, 2019, whatever, what character would you want else to... Oh, shit, I'm fucking up with English Day. What other character would you want to see in Doomsday?
Why didn't they bring back any of the Eternals? Are they just going to pretend like that never happened?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen with that.
That's terrible, bro.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Was it Angelina Jolie in that movie? Who was the other baddie in that movie?
Was it Angelina?
Yeah, she was in it.
There was a light skinned girl, wasn't there?
Yeah, she was the speedster, like the Flash.
Oh, shit, back to your question. So from the original, like, Marvel films, who would I want to see back in there?
Chris Hemsworth is in it, and Tom Hiddleston, low-key in Thor, so just to give you a heads up for the originals.
What's that? What's Buddy's name from Ragnarok? Hey, my name's Steve.
Quark.
Yeah. Bring back Quark. My boy.
What's the Don Cheadle's character's name?
Fuck.
Oh, he's like
a Western superhero. Does he play?
He's like Captain Iron Man. I can't even think of his fucking superhero name. Hold on, real quick. I'll get
Iron
it.
Iron Man number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Surprise. I do like Don Cheadle. James Dunn.
No, I don't want Don Cheadle to come back. I want Terrence Howard to come back in that role.
He was my Brody. Brody.
Yeah.
War Machine. That's the fucking name of the fucking thing. I could not think of it.
Are you saying Whore Machine?
War Machine. No, I'm saying War Machine.
That's Greg's Marvel name.
Yeah.
War Machine.
War Machine.
Yeah, I want Terrence Howard to come back as Iron Man. That's what I want.
Can't stand this guy.
Fucking hell, bro. For me, I know they're probably going to bring back Wolverine, so I'm not going to say it. Oh, you know what? They're bringing back Gambit, Channing Tatum's Gambit for some reason.
Oh, we're making a name for himself there.
Yeah, his name was on a chair. I hope they bring back Star-Lord. They didn't announce him or anything, but I hope they bring him back. I know the other Guardians are, like, doing other shit, but he's on Earth, so I hope he shows up somewhere.
No. I want to change my answer. What's her name? The light skin from Ragnarok, the woman, she's the Valkyrie. Thompson.
Yeah, she a baddie, bro. Damn.
Lord of Mercy. Show up. Yeah.
Put her on the screen for 3 hours. Don't even have her doing nothing. Don't even
Facts.
Keep it on the screen.
Facts.
Hey, I'm not mad at it. But that's all I got.
All right. Greg, you got anything else?
Nope. Nope, I don't.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 60 of Bruising Banter. As always, continue to like, follow, download, share the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Get active on our Instagram at bruiseandbanter_pod. We're growing. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Continue to send comments. Talk to us. We talk back. We got a special episode coming for y'all pretty soon. Be on the lookout for that. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, we had a guest. I know y'all like those. So go check out 59 with Karis. What do you got, fellas?
Anime Corner Pod, drop the episode? Are we talking about spring season, all the shows that are coming out at the beginning of April? And next week, hopefully I can speak English, so I apologize.
We're going to see.
I'm trying to get my hair to do a little emo thing right now. It's not working out. I don't got nothing, man. I don't have another pod to plug like James. So, see y'all next week.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Let me see.